Civil rights organizations are urging school districts not to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms starting January 1st as required by a new state law. Alana Odoms, the executive director of the ACLU of Louisiana, says Judge John DeGravel was very clear in his ruling that the posting of the Ten Commandments in public schools is unconstitutional.
Even if certain districts were not party to our suit, we encourage them to take the guidance that the federal court has given in order to really wait to find out what's going to happen with this case at the United States Supreme Court, because that's where we actually believe it's going to go.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell has argued that Judge John DeGravel's order only applies to the five school districts named in the lawsuit where the plaintiff's children attend school. That would be East Baton Rouge, Livingston, Orleans, St. Tammany, and Vernon. A record 119 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more during the end-of-year holidays.
AAA spokesperson Don Redmond says even though prices are up for traveling, it's not stopping travelers.
That's all about consumer confidence. They're confident in their personal economy or they're confident in their jobs. And so even though it's costing more, they're getting out and traveling.
Redmond says gas prices are actually cheaper this year than last year, and that may be a contributing factor to help ease the cost of travel.
By going into your gas tank, you can shift that money to other things.
I'm Sean Richardson.
Fewer Louisiana teachers are leaving the profession. The Louisiana Department of Education's teacher exit data report shows 13% of teachers who taught last year left the classroom, compared to 15% the previous year. I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.